PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your Sunday program, Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Very nice to have you with us for this date, the 9th of December, 2018. Yes, only a few more weeks to go before Christmas. It's actually coming up very fast. I was discussing with somebody this past week at how fast this year has gone by already. I mean, we're already, what, nearly towards the middle end of December, about a week to go. And 2019 is just around the corner. Where did 2018 go? It's sort of like, whoomph. And if you didn't pay attention, it would just pass you by. Mind you, 2018 was certainly an eventful year, to say the least. So many things happened in 2018 that, well, we just don't have time to go into all of them. So, yes, let's see what 2019 holds for us. Now, there are, of course, a number of things that are happening over the next three programs, which I will tell you about after we take a listen to our first song today. Now, we are going to play one Christmas song today, because we actually have some of that coming up over the next 2 weeks. But we'll play one now. It's called Purple Snowflake. Use your imagination with the title of the song. Think, if you can guess what I'm thinking. Purple Snowflake. Here's Marvin Gaye.
Softly they float, where do they go?
Purple snowflake,
cover the ground without a sound.
Gentle snowflake,
fall from the sky before your eyes.
It's so thrilling.
Blankets of white brighten the night.
Such a feeling.
They seem to say that our love is here to stay. We'll be cozy and warm until summer.
Purple snowflake,
cover the ground without a sound.
Lovely snowflake.
The fantastic Marvin Gaye with Purple Snowflake beginning today's edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Very nice to have you with us today. Now, speaking of Christmas, I mentioned at the beginning of the program, this was the only Christmas song today because we have others that are coming up. Because at the end of the year, we do have a number of very special Christmas programs. What are the dates and what do we have on them? Well, as you're probably aware, if you've been listening to us for a number of years, we usually have two Christmas programs every year. The first one, I like to call it our pre-Christmas program, which airs just before our main Christmas program. The pre-Christmas program is on December the 16th. December the 16th. Now, the things that we bring you on our pre-Christmas program last year and the year before and the year before, of course, are on this one as well. And then we have our main Christmas program, which this year will air on the 23rd of December, which includes The Night Before Christmas and How the Grinch Stole Christmas and Something Else. So you'll have to tune in and find out what that is. So our two Christmas programs are December the 16th and December the 23rd. Now, these programs we have already recorded. No, that's not true. We actually recorded only one of them already. And the second one, which is for the 23rd of December, we will be recording this week, this following week. So after this program. And then we have our New Year's program. This year, the 31st of December, of course, falls on a Monday. Now, the only time that we actually have done special live editions of Happy Station, usually 2 hours long, is when December 31st falls on a Sunday. Now, it doesn't this year. It falls on a Monday. So our end of the year program is the 30th, which is the Sunday. So the next three programs are going to be recorded in advance, and then we return with our first new show on the 6th of January. That's for 2019. So let's just recap one more time. December the 16th, our pre-Christmas show. December 23rd, our main Christmas show. December 30th, the last Happy Station for 2018. And then January the 6th, the first Happy Station for 2019. All right. So that's what we actually have coming up in the next 4 weeks. I myself will not be around for most of that time. That's because on the 21st of December, I am going to be flying to a tropical island. Yes, a tropical island. I'm not going to tell you which one, because that is going to be something that we have for a show coming up in January, but it's going to be a lot of fun. So you can take as many guesses as you want. You could be sending me messages on Facebook, email, Twitter, Instagram. I'm also on Instagram now. And say, oh, I know where you're going and all this. But you will never, ever guess. That's the only thing I'm saying. You will never guess. But it will be in a program in, well, next year. It's fun to say, I love saying next year at this time of year because it's only a few weeks away. So that's going to be in January next year. All right. Now, next thing is a little bit of music and then a talk about something else. So stay tuned. But first, Roger Whittaker and A Special Kind of Man.
Myself, I'm made of nothing, and my head is stuffed with hay. But my brother was a poet, Or at least that's what they say. Myself, I'm made of nothing. I am just an old saran. My brother was a poet and a very special kind of man. He painted scenes of dragons, knights in armor, bold and brave, and showed me how they rescued ladies fair. And I've killed 100 dragons, rescued damsels in distress, and that really isn't bad for a man who wasn't there. Oh, myself, I'm made of nothing. My head is stuffed with hay. But my brother was a poet, or at least that's what they say. Myself, I'm made of nothing. I'm just an also-ran. But my brother was a poet and a very special kind of man. He's done so much with his fine words to brighten up our lives, with his poems of the working men, their mothers and their wives. Had a short life and a sweet one, had no time to plot or plan. My brother was a poet and a very special kind of man. Oh, myself, I'm made of nothing. My head is stuffed with hay. But my brother was a poet, or at least that's what they say. Myself, I'm made of nothing. I'm just an also-ran. But my brother was a poet and a very special kind of man. Oh, myself, I'm made of nothing. My head is stuffed with hay. But my brother was a poet, or at least that's what they say. Myself, I'm made of nothing. I'm just an also-ran. But my brother was a poet and a very special kind of man.
Roger Whittaker and a special kind of man here on Happy Station. Now, our Patreon page, as you know, we did tone it down for a little bit, and we've actually come back with it last month, November, because of the 90th anniversary of Happy Station. And we actually have something very special, that we're going to be sending off to certain Patreons, the first that became Patreons at our Patreon page. Now, here's some information about that first.
Hello.
Hello.
Here's the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across.
Hello. I'm Keith Perron, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years, there are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows. The trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes. That's right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine when Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started this?
I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station Show, and for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that he had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
And those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio.
Paramaribo, 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 Paramaribo.
Right, so there's the website and all the information to become a patron at Patreon. Now, there are some things, of course, that we upload to the program that everybody can download for free. Other things, of course, there's only teasers, but only paid or patrons will actually be able to download the full program. And those, of course, who are patrons will also get special gifts. Yes. Now, as you're aware, last year was the 90th anniversary of Happy Station. And we were trying desperately to think of what we can actually send out to those who became Patreons at our page. And we actually had something that actually that was a very interesting thing, and that is back in 1980, way back in 1980, Tom Meyer and Happy Station released a single. Well, it's the shape of a single, which is 7-inch, but actually runs at 33 1/3, because it's an extended play. It actually has 4 songs, 2 in English, and then on the B side, 2 in Spanish. And this was set out in 1980. Well, we actually have a number, a great number, of many of those original singles that were never sent out. So, for that, we have come up with a little interesting idea. And that is, the first people who became Patreons when we opened our Patreon page will actually receive a copy of that along with a book. So you still have time to become a Patreon at our Patreon page. Now, I should tell you right away from the onset that this is a limited edition, a very limited edition, in that we are only making 35. Only 35. Next year, however, we will be making some more, but for this one, for the 90th anniversary, only 35. Only 35. So, go to patreon.com/PCJ Radio, become a Patreon, and maybe you can become one of the 35 people. Now, if you don't worry about it, because we actually have another special item, which we will be talking about next year, I should say in a few weeks' time, in January, for people that don't get the original copy, who don't get an original copy, we have another very, very special gift. I'm not going to tell you what it is right now. You'll have to wait for a few weeks until January. So, do go and sign up right away. Please do. This past week, of course, we uploaded an edition of Happy Station. There is a teaser that you can actually go and listen to. But we're going to bring you a clip of that program right now. This is a clip of a program, an edition of Happy Station, that was broadcast on December the 10th, 1975.
She didn't really use her low registers very much in this one. The high ones in the country were really perused. This one was called Monos, and this was the only true Ima Sumac, as she recorded years ago. And I remember when I went to school, Ima Sumac was a name that everybody knew. You can imagine that if you're in show business, and if you were in show business when Ima Sumac was great, then this, of course, calls for a takeoff. Well, it happened, and it happened here in Holland. The problem, of course, for most of our listeners now is going to be that the majority doesn't understand Dutch. However, although you don't understand the language which is being spoken or sung, I'm sure that you'll see the musical humor of a takeoff on Ima Sumac as executed by a lady from Holland who is known in the light entertainment circles. Her name is Fiet Koster.
That actually, that edition of Happy Station that was broadcast December the 10th, 1975 is rather funny and is not a usual program in that there are no birthday greetings and the usual stuff, because it was one of the programs that was recorded in advance to air on an unknown date. So do go and check it out. If you're a patron, you can actually listen to the whole thing. You will have a jolly good time listening to it. All right. Now, a moment ago, I was telling you about a single that 35 people will be getting very soon. And we're going to play a song from that single, or rather EP, which means extended play, because it has two songs on either side as it runs at 33 RPM. Here's Tom Meyer singing a song called Just the Way You Are. You will know it because it is originally by Billy Joel, but performed now by Tom Meyer.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. wouldn't leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I'll take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion, don't change the color of your hair. You always have my unspoken passion, although I might not seem to care. I don't want clever conversation, I never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. I need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I knew. What will it take till you believe in me, the way that I believe in you? I said I love you, and that's forever, and this I promise from the heart. I could not love you any better. I love you just the way you are.
And just the way you are here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now, it is, of course, the time of year when a lot of people like taking holidays. Now, depending on what kind of person you are, some of you will want to go and spend it with your family and friends. And if you live in a cold place, you go and spend it with your family and friends. But sometimes you try to get out of it and maybe go somewhere nice and warm. I don't mean nice without the family. Well, it depends what kind of family. But what I mean is, you know, someplace that's sunny and warm. Now, I have an idea here. One place that I do love is Oregon. I've been to Oregon once. Twice. In the past 15 years. So, how about now we take a short holiday right here on the program and have our own holiday in Oregon?
How about a vacation trip to Oregon this year? Sound like fun? Well, here's a platter of fun-like sounds to help make your holiday begin on a happy note. So sit back and follow the soundtracks of Oregon. To help steer you through this colorful Northwest Passage, we've commissioned a few well-known guides like Bing Crosby, Jane Powell, and Mel Blanc. Yes, it takes a real Western tune to cover the bigness of Oregon. But it takes a man who has kept America singing to hear the real music of the Pacific Northwest country. Let Bing Crosby tell you about it.
I like to remember the Pacific Northwest as a land that can put a song in your heart. You know, when I was a kid, a song was usually carried in a sort of an off-key whistle or through one of my missing teeth, which made the notes, of course, a little on the reedy side, the kind you might squeeze out of a freckled clarinet, but there was always some great counterpoint from the wind whistling or whispering through the evergreens, or a paddle dipping in a lake. Since then, I've been drawn back to my Pacific Northwest by some more robust sounds. You know, like the thrashing of a hooked trout that didn't want to leave Oregon. And the smack of a ball heading down some of those cool green fairways. You know, I used to play one course up there with a Hollywood friend of mine. But Bob took so many divots, they finally put a sign on the gate. Abandon all hope, ye who enter here. He was hopeless. Anyhow, if you'd rather swing on a star, I just did, or gather moonbeams up in a jar, you can really be better off than you are by hitting the road to the Pacific Northwest. Boy, it's a great way to discover America.
Yes, hitting the Oregon Trail is a great way to discover America. For history hasn't been paved over in this big country. In fact, there are places where you can still see the ruts made by the covered wagons as they headed west along that historic trail. You'll find bends in the Columbia River framed just about the way Lewis and Clark saw them. With a little imagination, you can walk quietly through McLaughlin House and see the shade of a fur trapper on hand to trade with the Hudson Bay Company. If you're more contemporary-minded, there's a host of regional spectator sports to enjoy, everything from colorful competitions of champion loggers to the thunder of that old West classic, the rodeo.
Now, shoot on Jughead, Buck Miller. Yeah, right him, cowboy.
And there's a new sound to be heard out in Oregon's Central Valleys this year, the exciting charge of America's best racing boat drivers, competing for the National Stock Outboard Championships on Prineville Lake in mid-August. How much more is there to see on your Oregon holiday? To find out, we assigned one of our guides to conduct a survey in depth and futility. Listen now to the voices of Mel Blanc.
Pardon, monsieur. I have been hired by the French government to find out why so many American tourists are spending their vacations here in the state of Oregon. Are you a tourist?
Si.
Excellent. Perhaps then you can tell me what you find so attractive about Oregon. Is it the miles of magnificent ocean beaches, the lovely summers, the hundreds of state parks, the great rivers, the towering mountains?
Si.
But, monsieur, can you be more specific? Perhaps you like the fishing, or hikes through the forests, or the cowboys in the rodeos. Maybe it is the Mount Hood, the Crater Lake, or the beautiful rose gardens of Portland.
Si.
Monsieur, my government, the people of France, have sent me to America at great expense to discover the real secret of Oregon. What shall I tell them? Is there nothing I can say to them?
Si. Come see.
Yes, come see. You'll find plenty of guideposts on this new Oregon Trail, lighthouses along 400 miles of sea coast, where morning mists disappear to unveil a Pacific surf unchanged since the days of Spanish explorers, and Sentinel Mountain peaks pointing the way to alpine campgrounds, resorts, and trout-stocked waters. Head cares off at the past with a visit to cattle country. There you'll discover Indian villages with rental teepees and dude ranches equipped with the original hi-fi, the harmonica. That was supposed to be the sound of a big salmon being boated at one of Oregon's many saltwater fishing holes. But it got away. No problem, though. You can find his cousin being served up in just about any one of Oregon's famed seafood restaurants. Stick around a while you're contemplating. We've got Jane Powell, a few strolling Shakespearean players, a bit of Haydn, and more sounds of Oregon on the other side. Portland, Oregon's City of Roses, takes a colorful bow during its annual Rose Festival. The rest of the year, it enjoys being a cosmopolitan world port, a place of waterways and mountains, a big city that always remains my hometown for those who leave. Film and TV star Jane Powell remembers it like this.
Hello, this is Jane Powell. Back in 1959, I did a show called Meet Me in St. Louis. Now, St. Louis is a fun town, and I enjoy doing the show, but if somebody wants to do a picture that's even closer to my heart, I have the title for them. Meet Me in the Great State of Oregon, because Oregon is where I come from. It's a marvelous place, a wonderful place to relax, and you won't find prettier country. Spectacular ocean beaches, lush green valleys, the beautiful Cascade Mountains, and over on the east side, the rolling hills of cattle country, horse country, wheat country, deer country, and lakes. Well, I haven't the slightest idea how many there are, but you'll never run out of a new one to visit. The people of Oregon make sure you have a good time, too. You've probably heard of their famous Rose Festival. Well, they have Indian festivals, water festivals, music festivals, logging festivals, strawberry festivals, even Shakespearean festivals. There's always something going on in Oregon. I guess that's why their slogan makes such good sense. Relax in a state of excitement. So if you've never been to Oregon, why don't you plan to spend your vacation there this summer? It's the best way I know to escape the jangle of the big city life, to breathe some clean, fresh air and see new things, and frankly, just to loaf. Oregon. Even the name sounds restful.
Did you say Shakespearean Festival, Jane? Yes, down the Willamette Valley from Portland, against a backdrop of woodland green in the Siskiyou foothills, your Oregon holiday can catch these timeless sounds.
They shall be married tomorrow, and I will bid the Duke to the nuptial. But oh, how bitter a thing it is to look into happiness.
Those immortal words are coming from America's first Elizabethan theater at Ashland, where, in a setting as green as Avon's turf, the world-famed Oregon Shakespearean Festival is held from July into September.
Doth not hear.
Pray you, no more of this. It is like the howling of Irish wolves against the moon. I will help you if I can. Tomorrow, meet me all together, as you love Rosalind meet, as you love Phoebe meet. And as I love no woman, I'll meet. So fare you well. I have left you command.
I'll not fail if I live.
Nor I.
Nor I.
Our final draft in this tonic of Oregon tones is appropriately introduced by another line from Shakespeare. How sweet the moonlight sleeps upon this bank. Here we will sit and let the sound of music creep into our ears. Each August, those sounds of music are heard from a woodland stage at Britt Gardens in Jacksonville. Now, while you dream of that Oregon holiday, listen to Haydn's Symphony No. 88 being played in Britt Gardens. From Shakespeare and Haydn to skiing and sailing is a big leap, the kind you can only make in a state of excitement like Oregon. For it's only a few scenic hours from summer skiing on the slopes of Mount Hood to sailing on scores of Oregon lakes or golfing on some of those cool green courses Bing Crosby was reminiscing about. Try one of those courses along the Oregon coast, and you can break par on the 19th hole with a dip in a pool overlooking the pounding Pacific. Does Oregon sound like fun? You bet it does. So why not hit that Oregon trail? Come on up and relax in a state of excitement. And here's one more sound that'll help smooth the way to a happy holiday. That's right. Telephone ahead for reservations. Or look up Travel Agent in the Yellow Pages.
We'll be right back.
Keola playing his guitar with the theme song to the Sidney Pollack film that starred Burt Lancaster, The Scalp Hunters. Al Keola did a whole series of LPs for the United Artists label in the 1960s with a fantastic orchestra featuring some well-known Western songs. I think we've played a few of them on the program before, and they're the kind of albums that if you have at home, or CDs or tapes or whatever, you want to listen to them loud. I think they were recorded on purpose to listen to them very loud indeed. All right, time to maybe have a little bit of jazz now. Street of Dreams. Here's Grant Green on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
The top
Street of Dreams, Grant Green here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Well, we're running out of time. Just a quick reminder again that next week will be the first of our two Christmas programs, and then that's the 16th, and then the 23rd, our main Christmas program. So, have a good holiday season, but I'll be here next week, not physically, but at least on tape or recording or digital fire, whatever you want to call it, on ones and zeros. So do tune in. Anyway, we're going to leave you today with And the Band Played On by Vic Schoen and his orchestra. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Parent wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. We'll be right back.